Hi, everyone. Welcome to another show from My Mind to Yours. I'm so excited. We have a special guest tonight. Her name is Elizabeth Owens. She's a psychic medium. Before we get to that, a couple things I wanted to mention to you all. A lot of you have emailed me your guest ideas, and a lot of you have emailed me about being a guest on the show yourself. I'm not booking any more guests for the rest of December because it's my finals week, and I'm also going home for the vacation. But I am booking people from January on. So if you email me and I haven't gotten back to you right away, or I wasn't able to give you a concrete date of when you could be on the show, or if I was interested in having you on the show, I do apologize for that. One thing I also wanted to mention is that all of our shows are archived. If you go to bbsradio.com and click on my show for My Mind to Yours, or anyone else's show, you can listen to the archives. And I know I have such a busy schedule going to school full-time, being a psychic full-time, that I can't often catch a lot of my favorite shows. So one thing I do recommend that all of you do is go back and catch the archives of some of those shows. And we also have four or five new shows that are debuting this week. I'm not going to mention them all by name, but if you just go to the BBS Radio main page, you can listen to some of those archives, see what new shows we have debuting. Elizabeth isn't going to be doing any on-air psychic readings tonight, but we would love you to call in with your comments or questions about spiritualism, psychism, mediumship, etc. You can call in anytime. The number is toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. Or for international callers, it's 281-419-7697. So if you're calling from Canada, Mexico, Europe, any place, Australia, it's 281-419-7697. I'd also like to thank all of you for your kind emails that I've gotten about Missing Person Project. You've been so understanding that we're in a crunch, having so many people wanting to utilize our service and having so many people email us. And I just want to thank all of my listeners for your support, because that is volunteer work, and I just really, really appreciate all the support that you've been giving to us. Our guest tonight, like I said, Elizabeth Owens, she's a certified medium, and she's also an spiritualist minister. She's been certified and ordained. She's appeared on CNN and such television shows as The Other Side, Hard Copy, Now It Can Be Told, and A Current Affair. She's the author of 5 books, and those titles include Women Celebrating Life, A Guide to Growth and Transformation, How to Communicate with Spirits, Discover Your Spiritual Life, Illuminate Your Soul's Path, How to Communicate with Spirits, and her most recent book, Spiritualism and Clairvoyance for Beginners. I'm so happy to have her on the show tonight, so I'd like to welcome Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Just wonderful.
Good. You have a good day?
Yeah, it was a little wet down in Florida, but other than that, just fine.
Yeah, well, I'm in Missouri, so we're freezing.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I don't want to leave the house. And I'm from Iowa, but I think I've gotten spoiled being down here because of all the warm weather. Anyways, just right off the bat, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, because this isn't really something that I've talked about on the show. Can you just give us a little overview, a little definition of what spiritualism is?
Well, spiritualism basically is a religion, a philosophy, and a science. It's a religion because a religion is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a science because we feel that we can prove communication with spirits. And it has a wonderful philosophy to it in a lot of respects. Basically, you know, do unto others, of course, you know, the standard golden rule.
Foundation of most religions.
Yeah, certainly, most positive religions,
mm-hmm.
anyway. And just basically having personal responsibility for your actions, that, you know, what goes around comes around, natural law, things like that, you know, are philosophical. But basically, spiritualism is basing a religion on communicating with spirits. And even though that might sound weird to some people,
not to me.
You know, but, you know, to some people it would sound weird. And, you know, it's just a matter of seeking a higher guidance, basically.
All right. And it sounds like we have a caller on the line. So, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Annette.
And Annette, and where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. This is Ask Me, Michael. How you doing?
Oh, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you forever.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, it's wonderful that you caught the show tonight.
Well, thank you.
Did you have a question or a comment for Elizabeth?
What exactly? I got your message. What exactly? Is she just? I know she's not answering any type of psychic questions. It's y'all just mostly chatting about psychic abilities, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean we're leaving it pretty open, Elizabeth. I talked to her before. She's a pretty open woman. So you know, just anything. How to enhance your psychic abilities? Tips on communicating with spirits? Because I know that you do have some psychic ability.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask her, what she felt, and if my psychic abilities were going to increase, things of that nature, become clearer.
Well, you know, everybody has psychic abilities. I mean, everybody. It's just a matter of when that phone rings and you automatically know who it is, and it's not somebody it should be at that particular time of day. A lot of people, you know, are becoming, I think, more attuned to the idea that they are psychic. They're becoming more open to the idea. It's not such a thing as like, oh, I'm not psychic, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, I am psychic. And like you, how do I increase this more so? And, you know, I always tell people awareness is one of the big keys. You have to be aware of things that go on around you. Not take things for granted. You know, like, oh, well, I was thinking about that, but it happened. That's just a coincidence. No, it wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
Right.
And by paying attention and being aware of things, like, for instance, keeping a journal of your dreams, keeping a journal of your meditations, things like that, so that you can refer back to it, and then sort of connecting the dots so you see that things are having a reason and a meaning for them happening. Paying attention, in other words,
yeah,
to all those little things that go on in your life. And meditation, of course, is extremely important. And there's so many ways that you can really bring out your abilities through exercises, either with other people in a classroom or by yourself. My current book is Spiritualism and Clairvoyance for Beginners. It's also a good book for people who just want to hone their talents even more so. The book is just full of exercises with each chapter, and also one chapter is just totally exercises in ways that can help you to increase your psychic and spiritual abilities.
Very nice. Well, thank you.
And you have such a lovely accent, I have to say.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
I can tell, but it sounds lovely.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, Annette, so much.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, you mentioned your most recent book, Spiritualism and Clairvoyance for Beginners, and I've actually read the book. I just want to say I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about what was your inspiration for this book? Because I know you've been teaching people for quite some time.
Well, actually, the inspiration was my publisher said, how would you like to write a book on clairvoyance? I said, I can do that. You know? I've done this. I can do that. Yes. So that's kind of where it came from. But because I had written How to Communicate with Spirits, I went to Casadega, which is the spiritualist community in
mm-hmm.
Florida. And I had interviewed mediums there, and I used a lot of their experiences. So it wasn't just coming from me.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing when I did Spiritualism and Clairvoyance for Beginners. I did the same thing. I went there, I interviewed some of the same people, a few different people, and I got their input about when they first realized that they had clairvoyant abilities
mm-hmm.
and how it came and how they learned to enhance it and things like that. And I talked to one particular person, Diane Davis, who has had some remarkable experiences with psychometry. And, one whole chapter is on psychometry and how that can be enhanced and her wonderful experience with psychometry that will just blow your mind, really.
Mm-hmm.
It all kind of just evolved from what I've done in the past and
sure.
just put it all together.
And that was one thing I sort of liked about the book is, well, if this exercise doesn't work, you can use this one. And if it, you know, so you, there, because it really seemed that in your book there were, it really accounted for people's variation in personality, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's a good idea because, you know, like I said, with How to Communicate with Spirits, when I did that, I thought, well, you know, everybody's an individual. Everybody
mm-hmm.
develops differently.
Sure.
So I thought if I give examples of, you know, like 12 people, you know, if somebody's going to fit in there reading this, they're going to go, oh, yeah, Jerry, that's what I do, just like Jerry or just like Warren or, you know, something's going to connect. And I felt that was very important, that people would have a way of seeing that there was a similarity and they could identify.
Sure. And I think that's one thing that people get really hung up on when they're trying to develop their psychic abilities is doing everything a certain way, you know, even if that instead of going what resonates with them personally.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody is so individual. It's not going to be the same for any two people.
Right.
It just isn't, you know, and some people will develop very quickly and other people will be slower. But then the quick person is going to hit a plateau. And then the slow person's going to zoom all of a sudden. I mean, you just don't know. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, it is very individual. Now, you mentioned that everyone has psychic ability. Is it in your view that anyone can communicate with spirits as well?
Yes, I believe they can to a certain degree. I'm not saying everybody's going to be, you know, be able to channel or something like that. But I believe in spirit communication in that we have spiritual entities who work with us. Well, that's communicating with spirits.
Sure.
So if you're able to communicate with your spirit guides and so forth, you're communicating with spirits. So why can't you take it from that step beyond and communicate with your grandmother
or
whoever who is in spirit and you want to, you know, set up that communication line?
Which sort of goes along with being aware and listening and...
Certainly. Yeah, don't take anything for granted.
Yeah. Definitely one thing I've noticed in the media, on popular television, there's a lot of shows about psychics and mediums. One of the most popular medium, obviously.
Yeah.
How would you say they accurately portray real-life mediums, not accurately, somewhere in the middle?
Well, granted, it is a story, and they have to keep it a little bit maybe embellished somewhat to keep our interest.
Yeah.
But, yes, I would say it's definitely... right along the lines of accuracy, The Ghost Whisperer. I don't know if you've watched that, but...
No, I haven't, but I've...
Oh, it's wonderful. I like that every bit as much, and plus it's on earlier, so, you know, I kind of like that too. But Ghost Whisperer is so good, and she's always communicating with different spirits who come to her, and she feels it's her mission to help them cross over, which is a little different from this show medium.
Sure, which is more crimes. And
Yeah, and I think they're both very valid, and both I've seen are accurate from experiences that I've had and other people have had.
Which is good, because I think in the past there have been a lot of, you know, negative portrayals of psychics and mediums, so.
Yeah, well, you know something, there's fraud in every profession.
Sure, yeah.
Right down to being a doctor or whatever, you know.
Yep.
It can be in any profession, but, you know, if it's something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, then, you know, they really want to make a big deal out of that.
Right.
That's not fair.
Sure. And I just want to mention our call-in numbers again for our listeners. We're not doing on-air psychic readings tonight, but if you have any questions, like I said, about spiritualism, being a medium, about clairvoyance, about Elizabeth's new book, Spiritualism and Clairvoyance for Beginners, you can call in anytime. It's toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. All right, and it sounds like we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, this is Helen, also known as Phoenix Rising. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I had a question. Now, I know you're talking about, like, spirits that have crossed over and things like that, mediumship, but you must go to or must have encountered, like, demons, you know, where actually they're, like, evil spirits. If you're a medium, how do you protect yourself from becoming possessed or something, or is that not a risk that you run?
That's a really good question. Frankly, I have never contacted a demon or anything that is negative. For one thing, in my teachings, it was always stressed very much so that like attracts like. That's natural law. And yeah, granted, if you're out there in the universe with your mind, et cetera, psychically roaming around, yeah, you can run into something. But if you have protected yourself with the white light and then projected yourself out and you're looking for communication, you're going to draw to you what you are. the higher and the better you are as a human being, as a person, the higher and better entities you're going to attract to yourself. And I'm not saying I'm anything all that special, you know, from anybody else, but I don't identify, I guess is the best way I can put it, with the idea of evil spirits. So I don't attract them to me.
Right. No, that's a good answer. It's just that there have been well-documented cases of children who I'm sure were not evil or bad that were possessed.
Well, children are wide open, you know, and they don't know how to protect themselves.
Right.
And sometimes they're just, I don't know, I guess you'd have to say vulnerable. And maybe it's the circumstance around their life. Maybe it's their karma. Maybe it's any number of things, you know, that has caused the situation. But they can learn to understand or protect themselves with white light energy, through prayer, through identifying with only positive energy rather than anything negative. You know, I think they can not be put in that kind of a situation. Plus, I think it's important to remember that we are on the earth. We are more powerful than a spirit. And therefore, we have the ability to send the spirit away, to send it to the light, to just dismiss it and not deal with it.
Right.
And I guess if you had a child going through something, you'd have to sit and talk with them and explain things and show them how to thwart any sort of communication from something less than desirable.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's interesting for me because my little brother, who's 6, also has some mediumship abilities and has seen spirits, et cetera, but really nothing ever so negative, you know, always very safe. And
yeah, normally children, you know, are just so wide open,
mm-hmm.
and I think all children personally have seen spirits. We may not remember,
sure,
but I'm sure we all have. And we grow and we mature and then we forget we ever did, or else our parents say, oh, no, you didn't see Aunt Jane over there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we, you know, dismiss it from our memories. But, I don't think children as a rule attract negative beings.
Right.
You know, I just don't think, I mean, that doesn't make sense to me that they would, because they're kind of innocent. You know, it has to be something around them, the atmosphere, their environment, something that's creating this, I think.
Right. And I would agree. I mean, I've never come in contact with anything that I just felt was more pure evil, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, too, you know.
Right.
But that is not an unusual question to ask.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind receiving, but in a way I don't like receiving because I feel it just kind of keeps perpetuating the thought of evil spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there are nastier people walking the face of the earth.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
than in spirit.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, so.
That's so true.
I don't think
we
to worry about what's out there in spirit that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can always say, get out.
Right.
You know, go away. I don't want anything to do with you. And they're not going to communicate with you. They're not going to bother you.
Sure. So is there one experience in all your communication with the spirit world that really stands out to you? Or?
Gosh.
Or just any exciting story, I guess.
Oh, my. So many. It's hard to really even label one.
Sure.
Well, for one thing, I do a lot of spirit guide drawings and pastels,
mm-hmm.
for people. And at one time, I was working with this lady, and the guide I drew, when I got done, I said, was a teacher guide. It was a gentleman, and I said he had been a teacher in England, and had established schools when he was over there. And he came over on the Mayflower to Massachusetts, you know, and he established schools up and down the East Coast. And when I got done, the woman said that made a lot of sense to her because she, in fact, was a teacher. her family for generations back had been teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, she was also descended down from people who came over on the Mayflower. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a chill. I thought that was kind of interesting that I was able to get that kind of a confirmation from her from the drawing.
Right.
But, you know, there's so many things that you almost kind of forget them. They become kind of normal.
Right. Yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah. Do you remember your first communication with the spirit world? How old you were? What happened?
Actually, I'm sure I communicated when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have clear memory because I had the kind of parents that said, no, you don't see Aunt Jane standing in the doorway, you know,
sure.
That kind of thing. But I remember when I was about 21 and I was single and I rolled over in bed one night and there was this woman standing in the doorway dressed in white. She had long blonde hair, was young, attractive. But at that time, it scared me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of rolled back over, and I was like, oh, go away, go away, go away, you know. And, of course, they went away, and I rolled back over, and sure enough, she wasn't there anymore, which at that point I was kind of relieved. But then the next day I tried to investigate and find out who had lived there before because I lived in an old town. It was Martinsburg, West Virginia, actually, at that time,
mm-hmm.
above a restaurant that was an old restaurant, and probably built in the 1800s. And there was an upstairs, and I checked out the upstairs and went around and just tried to find what I could, but I never had any success in really finding out who she was, and I've never seen her since. So I don't know if she was just passing through or just what the situation was. But after that, I had a lot of interesting experiences and exposure from other people who had experiences. And at that time, I was just into astrology, and then it wasn't until I was actually in my early 30s that I had a mediumistic reading in Orlando, Florida, and I was so impressed with the reading and what the woman did that I thought, I want to do this. So I started taking classes with her and eventually got certified and ordained as a spiritualist minister and started doing readings. Took a few years, but,
sure.
You know, I mean, that doesn't happen overnight, but
it
just kind of all fell into place.
Right. Just a side note, where can people contact you if they want to? Your website or?
I have a website. It's www.elizabethowens.com. And you can also email me through that. Website, or you can just do Elizabeth@ElizabethOwens.com.
Sure. So all your contact information is just at ElizabethOwens.com?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've actually looked at your website. There's a lot of other information there, too, so all of our listeners.
Well, yeah, there's spiritualism, there's ways to, there are other resources, contacts. There's a whole lot of information, talks about spirit guides, talks about Casadega Spiritualist Camp, my books, of course. And
right. And so also if they want to order any of your books, they can do that through your website?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Or they can go to Amazon.com or any bookstore, anywhere. You know,
okay.
It's just like any other book. They can get it easily.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. That's awesome. And you have 5 books published now, right?
Yes. I have 5 books out. Yeah. And they're all on my website.
All right. One thing I think I noticed was from your website, but can you talk about the difference between a psychic and a medium?
A psychic, like I said, is something that everybody has. They have this innate ability to sense, to feel, to know when something's going to happen, especially I think mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have this connection with their children. And I think they, you know, intuitively know things are going to happen to their child. Or it can just be the simple, like I gave example before, of the phone ringing. You know,
right.
It's your sister, and it's 3 in the afternoon. She ought to be working, you know. But you know it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. But a psychic is really a mental ability, and it can extend to things like tarot cards or psychometry or anything along those lines. Being a medium, on the other hand, is where you're actually communicating with the spirit world. So a medium would be also psychic, but a psychic may not necessarily be a medium in their practice as a psychic, because maybe they don't communicate, you know, feel they're communicating with the spirit world and giving messages mm-hmm. from there, whereas a medium in a reading would be giving messages from the spirit world. So it's a little different.
Yeah. Do you find a lot of people get that confused or think they do the same thing or think they're synonymous?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Very often people say, well, what's the difference in a psychic and a medium? I mean, aren't they the same?
Yeah. No. And then you go through your spiel and explain.
I mean, it's not really an insult to say somebody's a psychic if they're a medium.
Sure.
I think it'd be silly to, you know, get offended by something like that.
Right.
But it's an understandable thing. Certainly it's more of a mental ability, whereas a medium is more of a spiritual ability.
Sure.
It's being sensitive to that spiritual side of life and being attuned that you're able to sense, feel, see, smell the spirit from the other side.
Right. And now, one thing I wanted to ask you, do you do private readings or private consultations with people?
Yes, I do, but mostly I'm doing my spirit guide drawings now.
That's your focus now?
Yeah, really, it's what I tend to prefer, so I felt, hey, at my age, why not?
Sure.
You know, let's just decide to do what you really enjoy doing the most. And I've done this since 1985, so I have a lot of experience with working with spirits.
I was 1 year old.
Yeah, and, you know, a spirit's working with them is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when I work with people and I try to show them how the spirit will work with them, communicate with them, how they can communicate with them. I tell them the name of the spirit. Excuse me, I'm trying to get a cold here. Well, not deliberately trying, you know.
That's the last thing anyone needs.
But at any rate, and I draw them in pastel, and I do this through the mail even, too, as long as I have a picture of the person.
Right, I was going to ask you if you only did it in person or if someone else was.
No, I can do it by mail because I'm a very visual person, and a lot of times people will either mail me a picture if they don't happen to have the internet, but usually most people have internet nowadays, so
right.
They mail me pictures of themselves, and then through that I can ascertain what guide is working with them, and then I just mail it out, the drawing out to them, and I will, you know, write by email. I'll do the, reading.
Sure.
Through the email.
Yeah, and that's what I really admire, because if I tried to draw people's spirit guides, they'd be getting stick figures.
Well, I'm a natural artist, and I think that comes a lot from spirit. I've drawn ever since I was 3 years old. I also do oil paintings, too, and some of that's on my website, too, and I'm commissioned to do some of that. Matter of fact, I just did something for a couple people in Texas, that lady who just called from Texas, that, you know, it's all this working with the spirit world and letting them guide everything.
Right. We do have about 20 minutes left. If anyone wants to call in, ask Elizabeth a question. It's 888-268-4313. That's toll-free in the United States or international callers. Outside the United States, it's 281-419-7697. Again, if you're in the United States, toll-free, give us a call, 888-268-4313. Or international callers, it's 281-419-7697. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, because I am younger, is what advice would you give to younger psychics or younger mediums?
I think the world is wide open. I think we are really coming into a great time now. I think that's evidenced from television.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ghost Whisperer Medium, and we've had John Edward on TV, and I think he's getting another show, and I've heard Von Prague is going to be doing a show. I think Echo Bodine is doing one. There are so many people who are going to be coming out. It's I think, going to be more open and accepting, and I think that's fabulous, because there's been a certain amount of, paint that goes with it. You know, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium.
Right.
I think it's going to be more, people are just more open to the idea of it all now.
Sure.
And I think that's only going to help other psychics. And I just feel like, you know, the older you get, the better it gets. You know, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you learn from it. And I don't think it's something that can be hurried or rushed. I think a lot of this comes at the appropriate time, because in the Casadega Spiritualist Camp, we have a lot of students who train, you know, with the different mediums and so forth, and sometimes they get real antsy and, I want to be certified, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's not a year course, you know. It takes several years. And a lot of times people are very natural with their abilities, and they feel like they should go quicker and faster and get certified ahead of other people. And there's a certain, I guess you'd have to say, sort of a quote-unquote marinating
mm-hmm.
period where you just kind of be with it. And I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's just you've got to kind of let it kind of be with you so you're not running on ego and
mm-hmm.
Things like that. It's just you got to try to put the ego aside as much as possible and just feel like it's going to happen when it's going to happen, and it's going to be there at the appropriate time, and things will fall into place just like with anything else in life.
Yeah, that's great advice. One thing I definitely noticed for me, different than my parents' generation or my grandparents' generation, is that, like you were saying, there are just more positive role models now for young people than there were 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's not like the little red palm on the side of the road, you
yeah.
know, which is really kind of insulting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You've got John Edward. Wow!
Yeah.
You know, you watch his show and it blows your mind. Or James Van Praagh, or any of these people. What is it, Jack Purcell, who channeled Lazarus. There are so many marvelous people out there who really deserve respect. There's Anne Gaiman in
mm-hmm.
New York. Or, I'm sorry, she's in Springfield, Virginia now. She spends a little time up in Lilydale, New York during the summer months. And she works a lot with the police force. And she works a lot with government officials now that she's right in that community of Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And I think it's becoming a little more respectable, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is really great that they're appreciating abilities that people have that aren't really weird. They're just natural.
Definitely. I was also wondering, would you... if you talk a little bit about some of the obstacles you've overcame, what was the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome, you know, either in your own spiritual, mediumistic development or in terms of, you know, other people being obstacles to your spiritual development or your spiritual path?
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed, me included and also other people, a lot of times women get really involved in this because
mm-hmm.
we're more sensitive than men, generally speaking. And we get real involved. We go to the classes. We start developing. We go to maybe a spiritualist church or something that's open to this kind of new age sort of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband kind of goes, are you out to lunch? I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't get it.
Right.
And it has caused some divorces. It really, really has. I've seen it. Caused one for me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. And it's something that women, I think in particular, when you're into it, you kind of want your spouse, significant other, to be interested in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not, it's really a damper. It certainly was for me.
Right. I can see.
Yeah, because, you know, and now I'm married again, and my husband I met in Casadega. So consequently, he was into meditation and into the spiritualism,
mm-hmm.
and he'd had experiences with spirits and all that, so he understood. So I could sit there and talk to him, and he was totally open and totally understood.
Right.
What a
Lucky.
Difference. I mean, a tremendous difference. So... your relationships can be an obstacle in that respect because some people just don't get it. They don't understand, and it's so important that they do.
And for you, has having that family support and, you know, having a supportive network of people around you been important for your spiritual path, or has it been more isolated and alone?
Well, see, in the camp, there are a lot of mediums, so
mm-hmm.
I have friends in there who are very supportive. So I'm not feeling isolated.
Right.
And granted, if I go to a party and it's just a normal, general, run-of-the-mill kind of party and nobody knows who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, hi, meet so-and-so, you know.
Right.
You know, and what do you do? Oh, I'm an author.
Yeah.
You know, depending who I'm talking to, I am an author, you know.
Yeah.
And what do you
I
write?
Draw.
Well, New Age metaphysical books, you know, self-help, you know. None of it's a lie. It's all the truth. But
mm-hmm.
It depends because, you know, if you tell somebody you're a psychic, you're a medium, whatever, you get two reactions as a rule. Oh, that's fantastic. I've always wanted to go meet one.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. Always wanted to have a reading. Or, oh, and then they beat feet the other direction. They're scared of you or
yep.
something.
Or they've
or
been
they
to a psychic
you're evil
in the past
or, you know, or you're going to read their mind, you know.
Yeah.
You know, now that is one thing. I don't know if you've had that experience, but, you know, you meet somebody and they find out you're a psychic and they think you're going
to
read their mind.
Like you'd
like
want
you
to.
Have, yeah, like you have nothing else to do in life but sit there and try to zone in on them at a party or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, don't you think we'd take a break?
Well,
you know?
Yeah, right, and that's something that's really frustrating for me is, you know, I'll go out to a party with my friends, you know, and I'm in college, so there are a lot of parties. And it's like, I don't want to talk shop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, I'm there to hang out with my friends, to meet new people. And it's just, it even though it is a job and it is a profession, I think people think that you never get any break from it, you know.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, I tell people, you know, you turn it on, you turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being turned on all the time? You'd be like a raw nerve going through a mall or something.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
You go nuts. So you turn it off, and they go, oh, okay, you know, that seems to make sense when you explain it. But, yeah, they just, you know, sometimes they think you're just always on and zooming in on them, I guess.
You're always on, and you always want to talk about it.
Yeah, no. No, not
yeah,
today.
Yeah, call me on Monday.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk. One thing I noticed you sort of mention a lot is meditation. Now, how important do you feel meditation is for psychic development?
I feel it's really the lifeblood, in the,
mm-hmm.
especially in the beginning, because that's how you're stilling your mind, your body, and trying to learn to focus. And, you know, and like I said in my recent book, you know,
right,
there are
I was
a lot
just going to say that. There are some great tips on meditation in the book, I thought.
Yeah, and you meditate, you know, you get into the stillness, and then when you're relaxed, you try the different exercises. And, I mean, you're not going to do it running in from the street, slam the door, and, okay, now I'm going to do the exercise.
Yeah.
You know, you got to chill out a little bit.
Sure.
So meditation is very important. If for no other reason, it's good for your health, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just even putting that aside, you just kind of, you know, it's a good way to chill out and just be receptive then at that point. That's just the way you do it.
Right, I definitely agree. And for people starting out, how long would you recommend that they meditate for?
10-15 minutes. I mean, I one person I had as a student said, oh, I meditate 3 hours every day, twice a day.
Wow.
I'm like, huh? You've got to be kidding. What do you do the rest of the day? You
yeah.
don't work, you know, what do you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was insane to me. I mean, that's
right, I mean, at some point, get out there and help
right.
someone or do something.
It's not healthy.
Right.
You only need 10 or 15 minutes. It's not like you've got to devote your life to it. And, I mean, after a point, you're going to be falling asleep or something.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, you don't, it's not, you know, it's not going to take that much of your time.
Well, and one thing I liked a lot from the book was you give a lot of great tips on about how people can get in a routine of doing it.
Yeah. And that's important to be in a routine. Because it's like setting a date with spirit is what
mm-hmm.
we always called it.
Right, and I really like that phrasing of it, you know.
Yeah,
making an appointment with anyone else, you keep it, so.
Right, and if you don't show up, hey, you're not going to, you know, if they don't show up for you, you're not going to show up for them. Well, same in the spirit world,
mm-hmm.
as above, so below. What's the difference, you know? Show a little respect. If you want them to communicate with you and work with you, hey, show them respect, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right.
Be there on time, and, you know, if you can't make it, set up an advanced appointment or something like, I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow at this time. I have a dental appointment.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just kind of use your head. It's a simple logic,
right.
really.
Use your wits.
Yeah. Exactly.
Another thing you kind of mentioned to the caller from Texas when she called in was keeping a journal.
Well, journals are important. I think of keeping our dreams journaled because you don't remember them.
Right. All right. I guess it sounds like we have someone else on the line.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, this is Paul from New York. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you doing?
Okay. Got some snow here, but other than that, we're okay.
Snow, yeah. Probably my least favorite thing of the winter season.
Oh, if you lived here, you'd have to put up with it. Not every year, but almost every year.
Right. I mean, it lets me wear my new clothes, but other than that. Did you have a question for Elizabeth?
Well, I'd like a question from you, a reading.
Okay, just be really quick about it, though, because...
Yeah. No, real quick. All I basically want to know is a lot of stuff is hitting the fan with my friend in California. We call him JT.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's gotten a letter, and it says that he has to go to Turkey, and he's trying to fight it. He doesn't want to get deported there or whatever because, you know, he had dual citizenship, which got messed up. But anyway, I was just wondering if you felt that he was actually going to get deported or whether he's going to win the case and stay here.
No, I don't think he's going to get deported, but I think he just has a lot of negative people in terms of his family around him that are pushing for it.
Uh-huh. So you feel he's going to win the case and he's going to stay here?
Right, I think he's going to stay here. I can't see him permanently living in Turkey again, though.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
That's a
positive thing. Okay, I enjoy your show anyway. I wanted to let you know that.
Thanks. Well, thanks for listening in.
I have a bunch of friends listening in right now. They're waiting for the answer, so I got to go back and let them know.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, great. So thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Still there, Elizabeth?
Oh, yes.
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
And another thing I wanted to ask you is just how important is persistence when developing your psychic ability? You know, how important is it to be able to say I made a mistake or I failed, but I can pick myself up and start up?
Well, I think a lot of that is building your confidence, and there's a fine line between confidence and ego.
Mm-hmm.
But confidence is a tough thing because when we feel we failed or we missed or something, that can really shoot us down a lot. And it's just a matter of learning that it's kind of like exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You're building a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger the muscle gets. Nobody's perfect. Anybody who says they're 100% accurate is either a fool or a liar.
Or on something.
I mean, you know, it's just not possible because, first and foremost, we're also human beings, and we have to interpret what we're seeing or feeling. And I do a whole chapter on interpretation. Interpretation is so vast, and it takes practice building that muscle to learn how to interpret correctly. When you're right, you have to remember how it felt to be right, or
mm-hmm.
accurate, I should say. There's no right or wrong. It's a matter of being accurately interpreting something, and how it felt, so that you recognize that feeling again, so that you know it's a correct interpretation. And that just takes practice, and it's just like roller skating, practicing on the piano. It's practice makes perfection.
Right, and you can have, you know, just like with anything else, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're not putting it into use, you know, exercising, nothing's going to come from it.
No, you snooze, you lose, as they say. You got to, you know, atrophy those muscles. You know, they atrophy if you don't
mm-hmm.
use them. So certainly you've got to keep at it and practice, and then it gets better. And, you know, the cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day. Well,
right.
You're not going to be a psychic overnight either. It takes time and practice.
Yeah. I think a lot of people wish it was that easy, but.
Nah. It doesn't happen that way. And it shouldn't happen that way, or you wouldn't appreciate it either.
Right.
That's kind of like that marinating thing I was talking about
mm-hmm.
earlier. You know, you really need to marinate with it. It's to the benefit of the person developing.
All right, and we are running out of time. Is there any upcoming projects we should look for you in? Or,
gosh, I don't have anything right now. I'm always working the book, but I have nothing yet ready to be released or published or,
sure.
you know, so I'm always working on something, though.
Right.
But you can certainly check my website, ElizabethOwens.com, and Spiritualism, Clairvoyance for Beginners is my latest book, and it's all there on my website.
Right, and it's a great book, like I said. But...
I appreciate that.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us tonight, answer our calls.
Oh, well, you've been a sweetheart.
All right, well, you have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Elizabeth. Do check out Elizabeth Owens' website. It's a great website. You know, and if you need to contact me, my website is psychicmichael.com. Get your private personal consultation from me there. Or you can email me, michael@psychicmichael.com. But thanks so much for listening in tonight. And I'm going to say goodnight. Bye-bye, everyone.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.